Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network, and we've been watching the development of kind of a drought situation in portions of central and west central Iowa, and Iowa State Extension held a program to get information out to producers, what to be watching for. One of the presenters was Beth Doran. She's a beef specialist with Iowa State Extension. Beth, thanks for visiting with us here today. As this drought has kind of developed here in this part of the state, from a livestock perspective, how is that concerning, the development of this drought?
Well, I'm concerned about a couple of things. I'm concerned about feed quality and specifically nitrates. I'm concerned about the water in terms of if it's good. Do we have blue-green algae, you know, out there growing? If we do, we're in trouble. We got to do some things differently.
Okay, well, let's talk about the nutrition side first of all. Nitrates, why is that a concern, and how do we deal with it?
Nitrates, high levels of nitrates can cause things like tremors, they can cause convulsions, and eventually death on an animal. So that's why we want to be concerned about that. Pregnant animals are going to be, and younger animals are going to be more susceptible to nitrates.
Okay, and how do we, if we have a cornfield that we're going to take to silage, I would imagine that's the kind of the avenue of this or the concern of it. Are there ways that we can deal with that and still try and utilize that silage?
I would say make sure that you use good silage-making technique. Cut it when it's 35% dry matter. I would say, you know, go ahead, make sure you pack it well, you exclude as much air as you can, you cover it, and then at the end of 4 to 5 weeks, I would test it to see what you're dealing with if there are nitrates. It should reduce, if there are nitrates, should reduce it about 40%. But you want to know what you're dealing with, and then you can dilute if you need to.
Okay. Let's talk about the other forage source, and that would be pasture. You know, without rain, pastures are going to thin out pretty quickly. So how do we deal with the drought situation from a pasture perspective?
If the pastures are fair, I guess I would say, you know, we can go ahead, we can put some creep feed out there to help take the pressure off of that cow. If the pastures are getting short, then I would say maybe you ought to early wean those calves. And maybe you'll have, depending on how short those pastures are, have to supplement those cows. If they're really, really, really short, then I would go ahead and dry out the cows, early wean the calves.
Okay, if we're doing it supplements, are there certain things that we need to not overlook from the supplements?
You need to formulate a ration like you normally would. You want to balance it for the normal things that you'd look for, the energy, the protein, the vitamins, the minerals.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good. You also mentioned early on, I think, water. And as ponds go down, a good, clean water source becomes more and more important, right?
That's correct. You know, if we get blue-green algae, that can affect the liver, can affect the nervous system, and we don't want to do that because that can cause all kinds of problems on cows and death on animals. So we want to make sure that the water's good, that it's fresh, that it's clean.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are those kind of the main points? You know, anything else? What do you want to make sure that livestock producers in central, west central Iowa understand about what's happening because of this D3 drought that's developed?
I guess I would say, you know, if they're concerned about nitrates, test. Get a test on that. If they're going to green chop right away and they're going to feed it, you know, they're going to chop it today and they're going to feed it, you know, tonight to the cows, then definitely get a test on it before you do that for nitrates.
All right, sounds good. Beth, thank you so much for the information. Beth Doran, she is a beef specialist with Iowa State Extension and was part of a drought meeting that took place here not too long ago in Sac County. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.